It's time for The Drive on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Glacier Garage, a local show for gearheads, car lovers, and those who just want to learn more about anything with four wheels. And now, The Drive on KFAR Radio.
Welcome to The Drive on KFAR Radio. I am Brandon.
And I'm Harley.
What's up, dude?
Oh, man. It's another glorious day. Thankful it's not raining today, you know? Just ready to start avoiding that fall weather. Starting to see winterizes rolling, so it's got me thinking about winterizes.
Yeah. No, I mean, the rain's been good, you know, all the fires and stuff.
It's true.
And without getting into all that. Yeah.
No, it's been
I was
needed.
Pumped to see some rain. It helped all those guys out. But, yeah, I mean, I saw a Facebook post yesterday that they're putting the beer tent up for the fair already.
No way.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Like, it makes sense.
Because
like,
I think they moved it up. And it used to be like mid-August or what, like back to school stuff.
Yeah.
First week of August, mid-August, whatever it
now
was.
Now it's like the end of July.
And now it's, yeah, end of July. I think to try to beat some of the rain because it was always just rained out. And then the rain season moved up a little bit too.
The rain knows.
Yep.
Yeah, it knows.
It's
Mother
fair time.
Nature, yeah.
Can't have a fair with sunny weather.
I know. I am excited though. I do miss evening darkness. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, as long as I've lived here 30 plus years, I think that's one of the things I miss about lower 48 life is evening darkness. It's like 7 o'clock at night. It's dark.
I feel like we talk about this like at least once a month. Just the like the ultimate, what is the word I'm looking for? Just like the ultimate like zen in your zone is it's dark out. But it's warm.
Yes.
And the windows are down.
Yes.
And you're cruising something cool. It's like, I used to just do that just to do it, especially on the coast. Like, man.
Yeah. No, I remember.
Waves crashing.
Yeah.
It's just so cool.
No. And we do. I can remember the first time I moved out of state as an adult and like how cool I felt driving around with my windows down at like 9 o'clock at night and it being 80 outside and just warm. It's such a foreign feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It's just strange. But yeah, I'm not looking forward to the future, what it holds as far as weather in the next.
I just can't believe how, I mean, it's always the same, but I can't believe how fast summer went.
Mm-hmm. I know, it was just AC season. Now we're starting to book winterizes already. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, we're booking a couple winterizes a day, so yeah, I mean, if you're listening and you bought a new rig or just got up here, winter's coming, and it's never too soon to get your vehicle winterized, and
mm-hmm.
You can do it now while everybody else isn't thinking about it, or while no one else is thinking about it. But yeah, because everyone wants to wait to the last minute, and then we get booked up quick, and you can't get in. So get in early, get it done, and then have that cord ready to rock for when it gets cold.
If you haven't got your car winterized and you need to, you should do it now.
Yep.
You should get an auto start.
Get it done. Oh, man. Yeah. Game changing. Get it winterized. Get an auto start. Winter's not so bad when you have, like, a good,
yeah,
like, running vehicle.
You don't have to worry about it starting.
Yeah. It's going to start
nice
for you. You can walk out to it when it's nice and warm. It's not too bad.
Yeah. If you want, you know, that saying, happy wife, happy life. She will love you forever. Her car is warm.
Factory auto starts, the stuff they're putting in there where you can't let your vehicle idle for more than 10-15 minutes and it just shuts off. Like, yeah, that's the first stuff I'm overriding. I'm getting a drone put in, something to where that thing can run forever and I can start as many times as I want to.
It is nice. Like, the wife's truck, mine, all got drone just because it's so much nicer to go out to a truck that's been running for 30 minutes when it's 40 below.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's actually warm. You're not getting into something that's still an icebox, but blowing lukewarm air.
Right.
Anyways, winter is upon us. I said it. I shouldn't have said it.
Man, I remember, too, like when I was sitting at that intersection waiting to make a left-hand turn, and here comes a orange Dodge Magnum doing like 720s through the intersection. I was like, well, here it comes. I was like on the phone with my wife, like over like the hands-free thing.
Yeah.
And she just hears me like yelling because I could see it coming and there's nothing I could do about it. Just totals my pickup. And anyway, so there's a moment there where I didn't have my own truck, and I was rocking that like 1996 spare that we have.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I had no middle of winter, no auto start, no nothing, and it was quite miserable.
Mm-hmm. It's so crazy. A 96 is a 30-year-old truck.
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts.
That is pretty crazy.
I'm old.
It's really old. Funny because like that plays a part in our car show. It's like it mm-hmm. feels weird.
Yeah,
that's
a classic.
So it's like, you know, a 1965 Mustang was always like best classic.
Yeah.
Now they're winning best antiques.
Yeah.
And it feels weird calling that car an antique.
Yeah.
But it is like a 1990s car is a classic now.
Yeah.
It's nuts. Man, speaking of the fair, are there any things that you've seen that are coming to Fairbanks this year?
Like at the fair?
Yeah. Like
I haven't really paid a lot of attention.
I know it's usually state fair, but
yeah.
Like they're doing demo derbies. They're doing
in Palmer, right?
In Palmer. And then they were doing monster trucks.
Oh, yeah, you told me about
that. Which is super cool.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take the kiddos to that. I've never even been to the Palmer State Fair. I've been up here my entire life, but
yeah,
got kiddos now and they're doing monster trucks. So that's all I needed to hear.
Yeah, no, that'd be rad. But so you and I both recently traveled outside of Alaska. I went to California.
Oh my God, how was that? We have not talked about this at all.
No, it was. You know, it's crazy. So I moved to Idaho. So going back to Idaho, it was a trip going on the highways there, the interstates. Speed limit's like 80, where, like, if you're going 80 down the Joe, you're just blowing past people. You get on the interstate, like the 405 doing 80, you're getting smoked by freaking semis. They're just cruising like 85, 90. Mm-hmm. Like, holy cow. And those roads are insane, bro. They're like 7-8 wide. And they're all full. They could add two more lanes and still be congested. It's insane. And I thought it would change because, like, I had a place to be at a certain time, and I didn't know how far away it was from my hotel. So I went the first night I got there at, like, 11 o'clock at night just to go check out the drive and see what it's going to take to get there.
Mm.
Even at midnight, and it was 4th of July, I guess, but even at midnight, the road was still just packed full of people. I'm like, holy cow. That was my first time, like, spending any time in California, so I didn't know what to expect, but busy place. Like, Southern California was crazy busy. Roads were nice, though. Like
maintained?
Yeah, super smooth. Like, it was not bad. You get out of town, and it's a lot like here. I mean, there's a lot of potholes and stuff like that. The further I got away from, like, the populated areas, you mm-hmm. get out in the sticks, it's still... Yeah, terrible roads. Just not as well maintained. But, yeah, no. Like, I couldn't imagine doing 80 on the interstate and smoking a pothole like we have down College Road or something. Yeah, it'd be tragic.
It's funny you mentioned the big trucks because I went to Wisconsin for family reunion, and we flew into Chicago. So leaving Chicago, like, those highways, same thing. You know, they're five wide or whatever, but there's signs that say no trucks left two lanes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you'd think the immediate, like, HOV lane, people are doing 30 above the speed limit. And then the very next lane, same thing. And then the other three lanes should be, you know, the big trucks, whatever. Everybody's going to slow traffic to the right. No. Do those 18-wheelers in the, like, HOV lane... Where they're
got two of something, maybe not two passengers.
They're literally blowing by signs that say no trucks in this lane. They don't care, man. They're doing 30 above the speed limit, killing people.
Yeah.
So I was doing my best to get away from them. But, yeah, the trucks are crazy.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a different type of combative driving. You definitely need to stay aware. Like,
then you get to Wisconsin, though, and the roads are, like, they're, like, wide enough for one car, but there's traffic going both ways.
So that's how...
Like, you almost get ran off the road. There's no painted lines.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, some of those, like, states and small communities in the eastern part of America is crazy. Because, like, Pennsylvania, they're all old game trails that they just paved. So it's like they wander to and from water sources. So the roads are super windy and tight. And yeah, it's like one lane each direction, and it's just enough width for a car on mm-hmm. each side. Sketchy. So it's like I remember, yeah, going from the airport in Philadelphia to this small community where the drill manufacturer I went to for a schooling, for a course. And yeah, our car took us through these roads. I'm like, this is nuts. And that's when they told me, like, yeah, these are just literally game trails that they just paved and made roads because they were already there. And that's just what we use for roads now. I'm like, what?
Dang.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I saw a picture of the Seward Highway, and it had to have been, it was probably 60 years ago or something. And like black and white photo, vehicles like driving super close to the water, but like mm-hmm. hanging off the side of a mountain, like mm-hmm. one mistake, you're dead type stuff. And mm-hmm. yeah, it was pretty much like if all of this road construction drives you nuts, just remember like this is what it used to look like. Like, man, you just, yeah, dying is a serious risk just going to Seward back then, probably.
Yeah. Well, I can, you know, if I get in the Wayback Machine, I can remember when I came to visit my aunt in 91 and Farmer's Loop was not paved. Still a dirt road. Crazy to think about. And maybe, I can't imagine they were redoing it. I think they were just paving it for the first time. I could be wrong. Mm. But in 91, it was totally dirt end to end. So, wild. I couldn't imagine taking that as a dirt road now. So many people live off of that road now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just wild.
All in their 1990 Chevy K1500 pickups that were brand new.
Man, those were the days. That's such a good era of truck.
Like, that's such a good era of everything.
100%.
Life was so good.
Before cell phones, that's why.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was still genuine people. They weren't locked into devices. Yeah, it's pretty wild. But, yeah, getting back to, like, the roads in the lower 48 compared to here, it's funny because I miss the morning rush and the evening rush to and from work. So I'm usually just a little bit after the morning rush, so I don't really see that traffic. And then I'm usually after the evening rush, so I don't really see that traffic here. And so, but when I do get caught in it, I'm just like, man, it's crazy. It's going to take me an extra 5 minutes. Dude, some of the places I tried to go in California were like 5 miles away. And it was like distance to destination, 5 miles. Estimated time, 49 minutes. Mm-hmm. Huh? What? It's just crazy because the amount of traffic, like you look on maps and it's just red. You're mm-hmm. stuck. It's gridlock. Like very thankful to not have that problem. Just
hop on the one wheel and you get there so much faster.
Oh, dude. I was watching motorcycles split lanes everywhere. Mm. Crazy. These huge, huge balls. You've got to have faith in every other human on the road to not just like pull out, make, yeah, nuts. There's no way. There's no way. No,
they're blasting down that center line, doing the speed limit. Yeah.
And it's and one thing.
People are weird about bikers. Like, yeah. They'll open the door and total their car just to
spite them.
Just to screw over a biker for yeah. some reason. It's crazy.
Yeah. But, well, so, and it's crazy because, like, again, like, I saw, like, every motorcycle in, like, that gridlock traffic is splitting. They're just going as much as they can. And it's just wild to see the difference in somebody on like a like dual sport, like essentially a dirt bike with turn signals. Mm-hmm. Obviously a much more small, nimble little machine. But then you got these guys on these like huge Harley baggers doing the same thing. And I'm just like, dude, I can't believe you survived this long doing that. It's wild. But yeah, it's the same thing, though, like when like you lived in Florida, you know, the interstates are like there. I couldn't imagine some of the things that happen in Cali, like once it rains, because that all those roads get so slick from all the oil, grease, all that, when there's just like a small rain. And Florida was nuts. Florida, I would literally, it literally felt like ice. Like the blacktop there sometimes, like in Orlando, you get a rain in the afternoon, like my Mustang, gutless, spin out everywhere. I'm just like, holy cow.
Yeah, no, I've seen people do 360s on the highway or hydroplane or whatever. Yeah, it would look and feel just like black ice.
Yeah,
it's just crazy. Rain. Just the way that the inability for those roads to shed water is just insane. But
there's just no planning for it.
Right, which is crazy because it's a rainforest practically.
Yeah. Yeah, Florida anyways, yeah. California is definitely dry. It was colder than here, which I thought was crazy.
It's crazy that Alaska is considered a rainforest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the boreal forest. Yeah,
it's a rainforest. And when you like really get out there and spend time with nature, like water is under everything. Like all that tundra is just like
wet.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. But we were kind of talking about that just because one of our employees has a house that's near the latest like evacuation area for the fire out by Skinny Dicks. And we were kind of talking about the fire. And I've seen fire in the wintertime when we were drilling out in the middle of nowhere. We'd set up fires just to stay warm. We come back and that fire would have traveled under the tundra. Like it doesn't even have to burn on the surface. So while it's wet, it'll still burn and move underground. So I think that's another tricky part about fighting these fires, as I imagine that's probably a component to like the issues they're running
into. Make a break and it goes under it.
Yeah. So maybe not. I don't know. Just something I thought about.
The Drive. We'll be back after these messages on KFAR Radio.
Is your car feeling more tired than Monday morning without coffee? It might be time for an oil change. Don't let your car hit snooze on maintenance. Bring it to us, where we'll give it the wake-up call it deserves. Our oil changes start as low as $49, and that's for the good stuff. We're talking synthetic. And every oil change comes with a free safety inspection, plus we can check your filters and top off your fluids while we're at it. At a price that will leave you with plenty of pizza money. That's Glacier Garage at the end of South Cushman, just behind GCR Tire. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. Online at Glacier Garage.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less, you'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to The Drive on KFAR Radio.
When I was in, I was actually in Atlanta. I was down there for a job interview for Vengeance Racing. And I was staying like just outside of Atlanta in Cummings, Georgia, which is where Vengeance is. And I was like, I'm going to go into Atlanta and see a movie. I was there solo. Didn't want to just sit in the hotel room. I was like, I'm going to go check out Atlanta. Never been. And it was the same deal where it was like 3 or 4 miles away. I probably had a little over like a quarter tank of fuel and like a rental car. That's probably like an Impala or something. Like that's plenty. I should be able to go quite a while, like on quarter tank of gas in this thing. And yeah, I set off on my journey and it was just a couple miles down the road and I got stuck in one of those highways and I was there for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And we're creeping along. And I think I missed the movie. I don't even remember. This was a long time ago. But and I was about to, dude, I was about to run out of gas.
Yeah.
And there were actually signs that were saying it was illegal to run out of gas. Like, you cannot, you can't stop here. Like, keep moving. Figure it out. Don't, like, the shoulder, there's no shoulder.
Yeah.
Like, it's illegal to stop. It's illegal to, yeah, have any sort of emergency on that road. Like, they will ticket you. So I was just like, this is insane. Like, just chaos.
It's so weird how that's even a thing. Like, hey, you're not allowed to have something happen to you out of your control. I mean, I guess running out of gas is kind of in your control, but like, how are you, how are you supposed to know?
Mm-hmm.
No, I've had some unfortunate circumstances being stuck in traffic to where like, I've had to like pee in the middle of a highway. Like, sorry, dude. Don't know what to tell you. I've been stuck here for 3 hours with you. we're basically best friends at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. And these areas where, like you said, like it's crazy that it's not, you're not allowed to do like what you're supposed to do there. Like the airports, man. Like the pickup and drop offs at the airport, like they have their cell phone waiting area, right? You're supposed to just sit there and wait until you get a phone call that your guy's out on the curb, then you can go get him, go get him or whatever. So I get a call. I was actually picking up my father-in-law from the airport in Florida, and it was like, hey, man, I'm walking out the front door. Cool, be right there. Leave the cell phone lot. I go up there, and I put, like, soon as I hit the curb, there's this big old lady coming after me with, like, this night, like, this, like, orange nightstick. Waving at me, yelling at me that I can't park here, whatever. I'm like, this is the pickup zone. You got to keep moving. You got to keep, do another lap. If your guy ain't here yet, like, do another lap. You can't be here. Can't park here, whatever.
You're like, look, he's right
and
there.
I'm literally pointing. I want to say this. That gentleman right there that's walking towards my car, I'm picking him up. You got to keep moving. You can't wait. Keep going. And like, just like, what, this is where I pick up my dude. There's my dude. Yeah. She starts lighting me up, waving her nightstick around. So I was writing my license plate down like she's going to, like, ticket me.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing what you're supposed to be doing in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like.
They get weird.
They get so weird, man.
It's a strange
thing. Whatever. Write me a ticket. That's my dude. He's getting in here. I'm leaving. Like, yeah. I don't even care.
Yeah.
About to throw hands with this lady. Yeah. At the airport.
They did. I ran into a very similar situation
insane.
Portland.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to a buddy's wedding and he was picking me up. And I was, like, standing out on the curb, and we're, like, loading my stuff in the truck. And the guy was complaining we took too long to, like, literally throw my two bags in the bed of his truck. He's like, there's no waiting here. We're like, dude, he's grabbing my other bag, and we're leaving.
Yeah, feel free to help. You can make this go faster.
Like, holy cow. So while I was out of town, people were starting to receive – this is, like, way off topic, talking about, like, difference in traffic and all the things and going on our trips. But have you seen that customers are starting to take delivery of their 25 ZR1s? Dude, insane. People are getting them, like, live dynos, like, real, like, 1,000-plus wheel horsepower.
They're dynoing them stock, just to verify?
Yeah, and they're over 1,000 to the wheels.
That's cool.
I think it's insane. I'm so excited to see what the Nürburgring time is. The Z06 was 7.12. The GTD's time was under 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Like seven, yeah, the Mustang's was 6:52.
Hmm.
So it ran, and GM is not releasing the time. So there's no way it beat the GTD. There's no way. If the GM's not releasing that time, it's got to be because it's not as good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's kind of sad. But it's also less expensive than the GTD, though. Like, one of the guys that I follow on YouTube bought his, and it was a $216,000. I mean, he paid $100,000 of additional dealer markup. So $315,000.
I heard they were there for over a month trying to get their time.
Chevy?
Ford.
Oh, Ford.
Was that like was at the ring for over a month of just beating on that car to get the time that they got?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would imagine a seasoned driver with so many laps is going to start to really get it dialed in. Yeah. Yep.
Did you do any of their car stuff when you were down there?
I did go to Daily Driven Exotics headquarters. They were closed. It was 4th of July weekend. Mm. So I went there Friday and Saturday that I was down there, and they were closed both days. I was expecting them to be closed on Friday because it was the 4th. I wasn't sure if they'd be open Saturday, but I think they gave everybody the long weekend. So.
And you bumped into some other car culture guys down
there.
Yeah,
I met Dan Rue. He's got a fast GTR. Like, his like claim to fame is like all these Dodge Demon guys all want to race him, and he's pretty much taking them all to school. But I did, so I did like a deep dive on him and like his car, and he is a roll racer. He does not do
drag.
Yeah, he does.
But
not
it's like
do
one of the fastest in the country or something. Like
yeah,
Center Power.
Yeah. So
and he's a like hilarious dude, right?
Yeah,
like
he's got
all
a
the
bunch
crazy
of
crazy spoof videos, just being a goof.
Yeah, and he's got like a bunch of like dance videos. That's how I actually. Like, when I saw him do car stuff, I was like, man, that guy looks super familiar. And he was one of the guys, like, first coming out on, like, different.
Oh, was it the Vine?
Yes. And so I think that's where that Dan Rue dude probably first found, like, some fame. Is, like, those short videos. And they're all, like, yeah, like, funny dance videos or, like, crazy dance videos.
But, so funny. You'll see those out there, like... Big and bad people like drop this, like, don't forget, this is the same kid, like,
yeah,
like danced into like just, yeah. Some Britney Spears song or like crazy stuff.
So, yeah, once it's on the internet,
yeah,
it's usually there forever.
It was there for a while. Yep. Don't forget,
yeah, no, it was pretty cool. Very nice guy, like, everybody I met, super nice. I met Eric Chinicki, I think is how you say his name, he's a pro bodybuilder. He was pretty cool. Very, very polite. Chatted with me as long as I wanted to chat. Super nice. I felt bad though because nobody was approaching those two because they were talking. And I was like, well, I'm from Alaska. I'm never going to see these guys again, probably. So I'm just going to say what's up to them. And so I did. And then, like, a line formed. I was like, dang it.
Oh, once they were like, oh, he must be like somebody.
Well, I think they knew. I just don't think they were approaching him.
Because he's at the gym, right?
Yeah, we were all at the gym.
It's like, there goes my pump.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
So, and yeah, I just felt bad. But I was like, well, I'm never that guy.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm never in California and I probably won't go back for a long time. So I was like, well, I'm going to go say hello. Just because I wanted to. But yeah, I felt bad.
Got anything else for me or the community before we sign off?
No. Nope. Not a thing.
The second opinions thing, for anybody that hasn't heard about that, you're offering or we're offering a free second opinion if you've had your vehicle diagnosed or quoted out somewhere else for some repairs. We'll look at it for free.
Yep. If you bring in the estimate they provided for you upon checking in, provide that for us. We will verify the concern, verify the repair, and yeah, get you another estimate for the same repair or maybe something different we have found.
Which has happened quite a few times.
Yes.
It's like, you don't need this piece at all. You need this, and it ends up being like, I don't know.
Yep. Sometimes it's less. Sometimes it's more.
But
you know,
at least it's going to fix the car.
But yeah, at least it's going to get fixed right. So... Yes. So if you question anything that somebody else is telling you, we will either verify or find what's actually going on at no cost to you. So.
Nice. I like it.
Yes, sir.
Well, I guess that's about all the time we have for today. Catch us next time on The Drive.
You've been listening to The Drive on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. To listen back to this or any past programs, simply log on to kfarradio.com and go to our archives page. The Drive is a production of Last Frontier Media Active and this radio station.